This is Ms. Hyde Cosplay. You're listening to We Got the Geek.
All right, this is Jay Stu. I'm coming to you from Toronto Comic Con once again, and happy to have back on the program. We have Andrew, the creator of Buckethead. We were happy enough to run into you a couple years ago when you were running around with the prototype for the book. Here we are 2 years later. You have a booth. You have issue one out. What's the feeling like?
It feels really, really good to, you know, progress this far in such a, you know, small amount of time. So, you know, actually having a booth and getting to see people's reactions to it, and it's just a really, really good feeling. You know?
And I read issue one last night. It's really good.
Well, thank you.
What's the reaction been to it so far?
Most people, you know, when we tell them about it, they're ecstatic about it. They love the idea. They love the concept. You know, the fact that we're giving part of the profits to charity like Toronto Cat Rescue, and you know, they love that.
Fantastic, and it's a great idea. Like, I've never seen this type of story before.
Mm-hmm.
So well done, actually.
Yeah, it's fun. A lot of people say that. You know, they make kind of comparisons to Captain Canoehead, and you know. I believe there have been a couple of similar characters, but primarily they just, they love it for what it is. So.
Now, I know you're a comic book guy. I see you posting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any influences in the comic book field?
Yeah. So, I mean, probably the main influence is... Alex Ross is probably my favorite. You know, Kingdom Come was probably, you know, one of the best ones.
Fantastic.
Blanking on the name of the creator, but Red Sun, Superman Red Sun.
Oh, yeah. Mark Millar.
Mark Millar, yes.
Yeah. Oh, great story. Yeah.
So he did some great stuff, and so there's a lot of influences there. In terms of influences for the comic book itself, I would say that, you know, Superman is a big influence. I like to say he's kind of a mashup of Superman, Booster Gold, and Spider-Man.
I like the Booster Gold reference. Yeah. Very nice. Very cool. How's your con been, actually?
Really good. You know, we sold quite a few issues and generated a lot of interest. So
that's cool.
And being it's our first time, it's always better to be here than not.
Plans to do more tables at other cons, other shows?
Absolutely. We're hoping to do Fan Expo in September.
Oh, cool.
And probably a couple little smaller cons if we can. You know, depends on how much money we can raise.
Very cool. Now, for those that haven't read the book yet,
mm-hmm.
How would you sell the character to people? What can you tell us about Buckethead?
So it's about a guy who gets a bucket stuck on his head and decides to become a superhero.
That's awesome.
And so he goes around rescuing cats from trees and helping old ladies across the street and doing little things that people don't normally think of as heroic. And that's how he helps, you know, the world out. And because it's about real world and you know, kind of slice of life type stuff, that's why we give 10% of all of the profits to charitable causes.
Wow, that's very cool. Will the young lady and the cat come back after issue one?
Absolutely.
Nice.
The young lady, I've written about 12 scripts in total.
Oh, great.
And so it's just a matter of getting awareness and having the money to actually print them and work with the artist, Frank. So she appears in a couple of different issues towards the 12 issues.
Great. Now, where on social media can people go to check this out?
The best place to go, so we have a Patreon, which is probably the best place, is patreon.com/IamTheBucket.
Okay.
And there are links to the Facebook page and the Twitter page as well, which is facebook.com/IamTheBucket. Twitter is also IAM, as in I'm the bucket. But again, the Patreon is probably the best place, and we are going to have digital copies available on lulu.com.
Great.
Yeah. And okay. The links will be that on the Patreon as well.
Oh, great. I can't wait to see more stuff. Like, issue zero was great. Issue one was even better. And I can't wait to see what you guys have in store in the future.
Great. Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Yeah.
And I appreciate you always talking to us, and continued success. I can't wait to read more.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.